We are recording.
Okay. Well, good evening, folks. It is Wednesday, May 21, just about 6 p.m., and I call this, meeting of the National Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Hey, Chairman Woods?
Here.
Vice Chairman Lahr is absent. Treasurer Heath?
Here.
Secretary Holland?
Here.
Director Duquette?
Here.
We have three members present for a quorum.
Very good. Before we get into public input, I would like to take a moment, silence in honor of Rob Holland, who unfortunately recently passed away in an airplane accident. As I think most of us in this room know, Rob is a beloved member of this airport community, and he will be dearly missed. Please take a moment. Okay, thank you. Public input. This public input is for anything pertaining to this evening's agenda. Do we have any takers for public input this evening? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of March 19, 2025.
Put forth the motion to approve the minutes for March 19, 2025.
I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion? Okay, let's see. This will be a roll call vote to approve the public minutes of March 19, 2025.
Okay, Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
And, just to let the public know, since we have one director participating remotely, our requirements are that all votes taken tonight will be by roll call. So that brings us to Treasurer's Report, approval of the March 2025 and April 2025 financial statements subject to audit. David.
This is the moment you've all been waiting for. So this is kind of a combined March and April overview. I looked at the balance sheet through April, which was obviously in some statements, both included through March from the whole rest of this year to date. And just a note, our cash position has increased a bunch for a number of reasons, mainly because we've gotten reimbursement that we've paid out money for. In the past, we get reimbursement for it. One of the projects, the city reimburses for their 5% share of some of the projects that have been going on the airport. So our cash position is very strong. We are going to be moving some what I refer to as non-critical cash, that is the stuff, the cash we're not going to need in the next 6 months to a year, we're going to increase our investment in the CDs, so we get a little bit better use of our money. We do have some project costs that have accumulated, and we're waiting for our reimbursement to be submitted, and that we can then settle that up. Our profit loss for the year to date is in good shape. So it's better than budget for a number of reasons. We anticipated a slight, small deficit this year for a number of reasons in our budget, but for various reasons we've year to date come on a little stronger. We've got the tie down incomes a little bit. Higher than we anticipated. Interest income on our investments was higher than we anticipated, and we had an extra storm thrown in there that gave us some revenue, but obviously the expenses also offset some of that. The employment rate related costs are a little ahead of the game, but a little behind the game, but that's not going to turn around and pretty much come out even for the year or the next couple of months. It's basically a timing issue, those several payroll-related accounts. The fuel farm maintenance is in a positive state, but that's a planned issue where we're putting aside $5,000 a year as a reserve for fuel farm maintenance in the future. Building and grounds maintenance is also a little bit better than we thought it was going to be. I guess the answer is nothing broke, or fewer things broke than
I love that.
The past Chelsea's, I can say that. So that's a little bit better than anticipated. On the other side, on the other income expense side, we do have some finance. So we've been accruing some finance charges to some customers and some tenants, which apparently are in arrears. We've got a couple of accounts. So the good news is we're charging finance charges. The bad news is we may have to, depending on how it's resolved, we may have to write it off at some point. There's about $4,000 hanging out there of a couple of tied-down customers that have not been cooperating. So, but we're going to put our enforcer, Chris Lynch, on it and see what he can do with it.
He's good at that.
If that doesn't work, Susan, those people are really in trouble. So anyway, there's a little bit of a risk there that might that we have about $4,000 that may not come to fruition. So other than that, we're in good shape. We continue to, our liquidity is very good, and we are looking into our capital budget, which we hope we're going to be talking about with the operating budget coming up in the next month or two. So we're looking at a couple of capital projects that need to get done. So we'll be talking about that probably at our next meeting. Okay, anybody have any questions?
So put forth the motion to approve the March 2025 or 2025 financial statements subject to audit.
And April.
And April. Yep. March and April. Right?
Yep.
2025?
Yes.
Budget. Pending audit.
You omitted April. So.
Thank you.
Here's your
motion. Okay. I will second that.
Whatever that was.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries. Next, we have a few items of communication to note. There are noise complaints on behalf of National War II residents, and then correspondence with Infinity Aviation and National Jet Aviation regarding transfers of leases and agreements. We'll get to that under new business. And that brings us to reports. First up is the tower report. And let's see, for April, or actually for March of this year, 4,135 operations, up by 719 versus February, or 21%. Off by 188 year over year, and April almost identical, 4,131 operations, minus 4 versus March, and off by 2,517 year over year, and year to date we're still down 23% of operations, probably because of one of that nice weather we've been having. And that brings us to the manager's report.
Okay, good evening. We recently had a pilot controller forum. Turns out it was a great success. We had over 80 attendees. Don Belisle was kind enough to sponsor the event by letting us use his hangar. And we're going to have another one of these in the fall because it was such a success. We had a monsoon day of weather. We had one plane that flew in, but about 79 people walked in the door from streetside. So this was a great event. We also recently had a Young Eagles event. It was a great success. Ken flew in that with us. Thank you for helping us out. I think we did over 30 rides that day, and it was basically organized and run by Eric Wiseman, so big thanks to him and all the volunteers. And again, we'll be doing that event again. Good success. A lot of happy kids. Upcoming events at Nashua Airport. As Farrell mentioned, we recently lost our good friend Rob Holland. We will have a celebration of life here at Nashua. Tentative date is now 6/28, June 28th. And I will put all the details out to that. I spoke with Rob's family yesterday to get their blessing for this event. June 15th, we have the New Hampshire Aviation Museum Fly-In and Barbecue. And weather dependent on that event. And we also have September 20th, our annual Wheels and Wings event. And last year we had that in the rain, and we still had a record turnout. So I think that event will go on no matter what, unless it's snowing. Then I put my foot down. And in my other items of interest, Matt Karen's going to read this for me.
Okay, good evening. We recently lost one of our own. On April 24th, Rob Holland was killed in an airplane crash at Langley Air Force Base. Rob graduated from Daniel Webster College and learned how to fly at Nashua. He had been a tenant of Nashua Airport and a part of our community ever since. Rob had achieved what no other pilot ever had or most likely ever will. Among his accomplishments, 13-time consecutive U.S. National Aerobatic Champion, 6-time World 4-Minute Freestyle Champion, 14-time U.S. 4-Minute Freestyle Champion, 2015 World Air Games Freestyle Gold Medalist, 2012 Art Scholl Award for Showmanship Recipient, 2008 World Advanced Aerobatic Champion, 10-time U.S. Aerobatic Team Member, 37 medals in international competition, 14 of them being gold. As quoted in his Instagram account, quote, Rob was one of the most respected and inspiring aerobatic pilots in aviation history. Even with an absolutely impressive list of accomplishments, both in classical competition aerobatics and within the air show world, Rob was the most humble person with a singular goal to simply be better than he was yesterday. He will be missed and remembered forever. Rest in peace, my friend. Welcome.
That's it.
Okay, Chris, if I may, the agenda list of barbecue is June 14th.
Well, I have a typo somewhere then.
Okay.
I'll straighten that out.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. So, if there are no questions for Chris, I don't see any at the moment. Engineer's report, please.
Yeah. Good evening. Matt Karen with Gale Associates. Also with me is Mark Atariano sitting across from me. I hope we're not expected to run any sort of presentation for this because we're not prepared if we are. I'll be kind of quick here because I think there's other pressing items on the agenda. So first project that we're administering on behalf of the Airport Commission is the Runway Taxiway Alpha project. If you recall, there was a supplemental agreement that the authority had approved. I don't know if it was the last meeting, might have been the meeting before that. That was approved by NHDOT, so that's all set. Continental Paving is planning on being on site this week. I believe they dropped off a dozer, as a matter of fact, earlier today. They're going to be there tomorrow, start to do some of their work. If it gets too wet and muddy, they're going to stop and they'll halt, and they'll be back likely on Friday. The Relocate AWOS and STAWS project. That grant agreement was approved by Governor and Council on May 7th, 2025. We've been working with the FAA regarding the shutdown of the nav aids, and we're also working with Tellon Electrical to firm up a date that the work will actually occur. Chris, we got some things to go over with you. I don't know if you and Mark had a chance to speak yesterday or not, but we'll go over those with you and see if we can firm up a date that works best for the airport and for Cullen. Okay. I know you're coming into a busy time of year, so. Let's see. That's it for the AWOS. The land acquisition, probably question for Susan. Have you guys all been reimbursed for that project? I don't recall from last month. That's why I left it on here. But if you have,
we just received it this week.
You did. Okay, so that's perfect. So the closeout package that was sent, you guys have been paid. I'm going to get this project off for next month. The tower siding study project. The draft tower siting study was prepared and sent to FAA for preliminary review and comment back on February 7th, 2025. Those comments were received back from the FAA on February 21st. The draft tower siting study was then submitted to all of FAA for review by all siting participants on March 14th. Final comments were requested by the FAA on March 31st. Those were received. There were very minimal comments. The final tower siting study was signed by the FAA on April 11th, 2025, and this project will now be closed out. We'll be looking forward to a notice of funding opportunity for the actual submitting a grant or a proposal for the actual construction of the tower. So we're waiting for that. That hasn't been issued yet. But once we see that, we'll be working with Chris and the airport to go ahead and get that submitted. The runway crack sealing project. So based on information that we recently received from NHDOT, we thought that the project was waiting for funding from the FAA. As it turns out, the grant, which was submitted on February 12, 2025 to NHDOT, was never submitted to FAA for review. Per NHDOT, the grant application, this is a little bit old because it happened last week when I wrote this, but per NHDOT, the grant application was supposed to be submitted to the FAA by the end of the week. That was last Friday of last week. Once the grant award is issued by FAA, the project still needs to go through the governor and council process before it is fully approved. We'll provide an update on the timing once we know more. So essentially, we were working with the contractor, working with the airport. The plan was to try and get this work done in June. I don't know that the grant has been submitted to the FAA. Chris, I know, has followed up with Carol or wrote an email to Carol, and I believe you followed up with her to your original email, asking her if that grant application was submitted last week. As of today, I don't think you received it. I didn't see anything, and I know Chris hasn't gotten a response from NHDOT as to whether or not that grant's been submitted. So I don't know where that currently stands. I can tell you, even if it was submitted, the likelihood of doing that work in June, given the fact that this still needs to be reviewed by the FAA, funding needs to be awarded, then it needs to go through the governor and council process, we're likely not hitting that June time period to get this work done. What that means for the airport, I don't know. July is an extremely busy time for you guys. I know shutdown of the runway for any extended period of time or even at all is challenging during July. This is likely going to get shifted to probably August, maybe even September. But as we find out more, when the grant has been submitted to FAA, we'll let you guys know and we'll work with you on solidifying a date and time that works best for the airport, you know, given the circumstances.
I just want to understand the timing of this. So what I'm hearing is that we had this request in the DFT in February.
That's correct.
And nothing happened until we don't even know if anything happened yet.
I don't know what happens or why it hasn't been submitted to the FAA, but when I had followed up in April, I was told that we were just waiting on FAA to fund the project. Then as it turns out,
so implied that it was already submitted.
Which would lead one to believe that grant's already with FAA. We followed up a couple times with NHDOT. Carol had sent Danny from my office an email letting him know that it wasn't submitted and that the FAA needed it by Friday of last week.
And, okay, so the DOT told us that it was waiting for the FAA when an actuality had never been submitted.
Correct.
And we still don't know if it was submitted by last Friday. If it wasn't submitted by last Friday, what does that mean?
I don't know. We haven't had.
Does that mean that the project dead?
But the submitting office is the one that told you that it needed to be submitted in the past. The very office that's supposed to be doing the submitting.
Correct.
Told you it needed to be submitted.
No. So the FAA, so when Carol wrote back to Danny last week, she had indicated that the FAA needed the grant to be in, uncoupled with all of the other state block grants and submitted by February of last week.
And submitted by
Friday.
Who?
Friday of last week. Sorry.
Submitted by who?
Submitted by NHDOT.
Right.
They're the one, NHDOT is the one sitting on the grant application that Gail prepared on behalf of the Airport Commission or the Airport Authority in February of this year.
Okay. But is there a distinction between Bureau of Aeronautics and ACDOT, or is it one of the
same? One of the same, sorry. NACDOT, Bureau of Aeronautics.
So it's the same, okay.
They're the same body.
Yep.
So, okay.
And we hand-delivered that in February.
Yeah, that was when we all had to come in and sign and quickly sign it. That's a special meeting.
A special meeting.
So, I'm sorry, maybe I'm not tracking. So, did anybody ask, well, okay, so did you?
That's what Chris did earlier.
Okay, that's, you, okay,
yeah.
So that's what you did.
Yeah.
And that's where we're getting the...
Yeah.
We both reached out, and neither one of us has received a response.
Correct.
So the statement was provided of what the process was to have been, not a statement of what occurred. Right? We have to submit this by Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. And we did, we didn't. There's something wrong with it.
Yeah,
I think,
in Chris's email, I mean, you had asked, and the reason why you were asking, I think, is because it is a busy time of year for the airport, so we're trying to nail down when we can get this work done. So just could you keep us in the loop as to when it's submitted, when the funding gets released by FAA, and the earliest that we can get on the governor and council agenda, so that the monies can get moving and we can start scheduling, you know, the work.
In the meantime, In the meantime, we have a vendor sitting on their hands, waiting to see if, I mean, is that bid going to hold? I mean, how long is that bid going for?
That's a good question. Do you know how long?
It's good for 180 days.
Yeah.
And are we pushing that right about now?
Yeah, we'll run up against it for sure.
All right, so what's the best way to find out from DOT what the heck's going on up there? I mean, do we have to go up there and meet her desk, or do we have to, you sent email, because you reached out to her.
I suggest maybe following up again. If there's no response, I would just maybe contact FAA directly and just see if they've received the grant.
Right.
So at least we know whether or not the grant was submitted.
Can we get a resolution of this thing by Friday of this week?
We can try.
By resolution, I mean, what do we need to do? Where is it?
Yeah, I mean.
What is the status? Rather than waiting around for people.
Is this the middle, do you know if any,
we know
your wheel out, but is this the middle process more than just, here you go, or is it a thing that is...
No, I mean, typically when we submit the grant application to New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics, like, they'll go through the grant application. If there's things missing or if there's updates that need to be, you know, included, there's some back and forth between us, and we'll go ahead and do that and update and revise any forms as may be needed. There was no outreach to us that something needed to change. This is back in February, so we assumed we've met their deadline, that they would do their thing in the background and then submit it ultimately to the FAA. FAA would review it. It's a BIL grant, so the money should be available to be released, but, you know, that has not happened yet.
I mean, we may take this offline, but you don't know of any mechanism that compels at least the confirmation of receipt or just some structural process for business, right? That the state of New Hampshire would enforce in any other department. I mean, it just seems like that we have one touch point, and it's up to the whim of that touch point the direction and or lack of direction for anything. It doesn't seem to jive with process that I would think.
This is not the first time this has happened.
Right.
And you know, it's just an ongoing issue.
I mean, we almost hit 2 years on the land acquisition.
I know. Well, it's been
September 23 is when we acquired the land.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, I mean,
That one we knew were coming. But this was something that says that this was a normal, regular old project. You know, it's been done 100 times, mm-hmm. and there's just no reason for it. So, but we'll find out in the next couple of days where we're at.
We'll do our best.
You need me to go up there.
Field trip.
Okay.
I'll let you know by Friday.
Thanks, Jim.
One way or the other.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's all I have, unless there's any other questions.
Okay. Any questions for Matt this evening? Okay, so moving on, committees. We have no committees at the moment. Old business, Infinity Aviation, hangar development. Greg?
Yeah, Chair, if it's okay with you,
our old business is connected with our new business, so we can do this in any, so we can just keep going down the list and we'll follow up on that.
That's fine with me. Thank you. New business, that airport planning and engineering services selection. So we've all been given this nice spiral bound here. Matt, do you want to talk about this for a moment, please?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, just real quickly, so typically every 3 to 5 years, airports go up for consultant selection. Nashua is no different. We came due for that. I think it was a five-year period last time, five-year period. You all came due you have to go out for consultant reselection. Consultant reselection includes typically a list of capital improvement projects that are reasonably expected to be completed over, you know, a 5-10 year period of time. We include those projects, or you all included those projects in your RFQ. It was advertised and we responded, so that qualifications package is in your hands, and that's pretty much it.
And they were the only responders.
So nobody else?
No, nobody else put their name in the hat.
So they've heard about us. So we don't have to act on this tonight, correct?
Well, we have a motion.
To accept it?
To accept it.
Oh, okay.
So we'll put forth a motion to select Yale Associates as the most qualified applicant for providing airport planning and engineering services.
I can second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Chris, would you call the roll, please?
We'll call Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
And Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Well, only if you get Carol to respond to
that. Yeah, you get until Friday.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a
2-day probation.
Subject to
we are the most qualified responder.
Right.
We'll do our best.
Okay.
First and last, right?
Yeah. So, moving on under new business. So, a short while ago, Secretary Holland put together a letter addressed to, our Board of Aldermen and the Director of Public Works to talk about, the condition of Perimeter Road and to make a push forward getting it repaved. So. Jessica, would you like to talk about that, please?
Yes, Carol, thank you. We've obviously spent quite a few minutes, maybe at this point cumulative hours, discussing the road condition in our many meetings, and Chris has been exceptional at trying to get the road repaved and repaired, and I think that the DPW has come out at his request to help fill in some of the holes that were pretty bad, but I think at this point it's very clear the whole road needs repaving, and we're just not getting the response we expect. And of course, Chris mentioned in I think the last meeting that the road potentially was not making it to the priority list due to a misclassification on the GIS, and so there's been some effort to try to adjudicate that. But I think at this point we would like to get pretty immediate action from the Board of Aldermen and ensure that we get on the priority list for 2025. So in order to do this, I drafted this letter that if agreed upon by the board, I would love to send from the entire board to have everybody sign it. The letter just describes the issue and outlines some of our key benefits for the city, of course, including our tax revenue. And in addition to that, there is an appendix which shows a map that has the road circled so that they understand, what we're asking for. And then 49 photos that I went out and took on April 2nd, which basically demonstrates all the damage on the road. And I could have put even more photos in, but, that was sort of the most comprehensive look at the road. So I think this would be a way for us to present to the Board of Aldermen both the facts as well as the requests that we have. And I would like the board to consider this as a possibility that it comes from us as a board.
Since our alderman here,
I was just saying, Jess, we have Tyler Gouday, Alderman 1, Alderman from Ward 1. He's our alderman and our liaison to the Board of Aldermen. We hope that we have your support on this, Tyler. And
absolutely.
You drove down the road to get here.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's a great idea
and
a good start. I think dealing with DPW, especially around paving, can be difficult at times, and I will say sometimes turns into a level of activism of how many people complain and write letters to get stuff done, especially in this area of town, which tends to be a little bit lower on the list compared to our downtown area. But yeah, by all means, I would strongly suggest you send that to the Board of Aldermen. I would even suggest adding in the Board of Public Works as well, because they are the governing body for them, so it would help to get it in their ear as well as Director Cota and the mayor. I think that would be a great start. Anything I can do to help push it, please do not hesitate. More than happy.
And Tyler, if I could share a comment that I heard, I asked, there was some DPW employees that were patching the road, which is a regular event out here, by the way, and I just said, hey, what's the worst road in Nashua? And they laughed, and they said, this one, Perimeter Road. And so it's no secret, everybody in DPW knows how bad this road is. They've been wonderful in helping us with the patching, the pothole repair. But that road is beyond repair. It needs basically full box construction.
So let me I will reach out tomorrow to the director of DPW and ask why. Because the way to do our bonding, our paving plan here in the city, is we ranked all of our roads and took it from high priority to low based on road conditions. So we have members of the department saying this is the worst road. It should have been taken care of as part of that paving plan. So
I think it's a different, I was going to say the weird thing about this isn't a city road.
Yeah, well, hang on. So if I can address that, it's listed on the GIS as a private road. It is not a private road.
Okay.
I've had this discussion with Steve Bolton,
yep.
And I've had this discussion with Rick Dowd. Rick Dowd understands that he was the chairman of the Airport Authority when that road was put in.
Yep.
And it's listed as private. It is not private. That road was funded by the federal government for the city of Nashville. The city of Nashville owns this property. That is a public way. And it's listed on that GIS, and I was told that that may be what one of the hang-ups is with DPW, that they think it's a private way. I called into their hotline, and I can't remember what they call it, PickQuick or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I wrote an email because Matt LeBlanc was on vacation. I didn't want to bother him. And I described the potholes, asked for repairs, and I received a response telling me, sorry, we don't work on private roads. So I then called Matt on vacation and, you know, told him about the response, and he immediately had the crew out here repairing it because he said, no, that's incorrect. We know it's a public road. But I think one of the challenges or one of the things that we should do immediately is have that changed on the GIS. And I reached out to Steve Bolton, city attorney, and he called the folks in assessing, and they apparently had told him that they were going to get that changed. This is going on over 2 months now, and nothing has happened.
I will call Tim Cummings from the director that overlooks the GIS department. I can get that.
Because if it's this typo that's holding this up, this needs to get changed. We're a huge economic engine for the city. This airport brings tens of millions of dollars into this community annually, and people pay a lot of taxes on this property, and they expect to have a road to get in and out without losing their tires or their teeth.
And if that's the snafu, is that it was listed as a private road and why it wasn't being ranked on kind of our paving plan list, we should be able to get that done hopefully in the plan for next year. So
like to see it
I'm
this
more than
year.
Happy to help. So,
please, thank you.
Did you like a copy of the letter to just have?
Please?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, the letter's great. But
Tyler, thank you very much. It's to hear that you're at the meeting. Sorry, I'm not there in person to meet you. But we definitely appreciate your support in this. I'm curious, will we be able to get this on the Board of Aldermen's agenda for the fourth Tuesday of the month, which is actually next week, or is the cycle of submitting and getting it on the agenda already passed?
So usually for a communication, and I mean, we do accept stuff late all the time. We do it at every meeting. But usually by Friday we have an outline of is when they would post our agendas for the next week. So if that gets into, I would say, probably Donna Graham needs to submit it to. If that gets into Donna Graham by Thursday or Friday, I'd say you're in good shape. And if we have to accept it late, I mean, we do it all the time. So it's not a, it wouldn't be a huge deal. There's no action required that you're asking for. You just want one on file for us to review. And hopefully bring potential action forward. So, yeah, I don't see that being an issue.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have a discussion with the board to see what the consensus is, but sounds like we can work with that timeline for sure. And I'm not sure whether or not you want me to also send you an advanced copy, but we'll ensure that the whole letter goes, and that letter has all the pictures, which of course you just drove down the road, so you know firsthand, but we just want to make sure that it's not lost on the board that we spend some time documenting the issues, and we do want to make sure that you get attention on this, and we appreciate your help facilitating that process.
Absolutely. I'll provide an update to the board as soon as I have, ma'am. More than happy.
Excellent. Awesome. So Farrell, I guess in continuation on then for the discussion with the board, I know that we all very much want to get the road repaved. Timeline for reviewing the letter and also, everybody's input to sign the letter, is that something that everybody would be willing to do?
Yeah, I think the letter's great.
I'm ready to sign this now.
I gave Tyler my hard copy, Jess, just so you know. Good job on that. It's an awesome document.
Okay, I'm glad that you got a chance to review it. So if I make a couple of additional edits, I think Susan fixed one thing for me. I was missing a zero, which is actually an important zero to include. So thank you, Susan, for doing that. I don't know if we want to just have everybody sign it tonight, you can sign the hard copy that's there. And then I'll have to get Brian's signature in some other way. I'm not sure if he's available maybe tomorrow to stop by the airport, or if I could just get him to send me a signature that I can include electronically. I'm not sure what the best way to do that is.
We're working on it. The letter's going down the line now. Signing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and actually, Susan, you can just scan that top sheet, that first page, back to me. What I'll do is I'll integrate that back with all the rest of the pages, and then we'll have an electronic form of the letter, which we can mail printed copy to the board if they want that, or if they want electronic communications, and maybe that's actually a good question for Tyler. If we were to provide this electronically and not via USPS, would that be acceptable communication for the Board of Aldermen?
Yeah, I believe so. Usually how communications are accepted is they're submitted through our legislative manager, Donna Graham, and then they're put onto our agenda for the Board of Aldermen meeting. Sometimes we will have them, it would be something that this board could do. We've had them printed out and placed on our desk before. It happens all various ways. Sometimes they're just emailed to us into our inboxes. So it kind of depends on the department. Everybody does it a little differently.
Okay.
Yeah,
Susan, have you or has anybody there or anybody on the board submitted anything to this process? I haven't personally submitted anything to the board agenda.
I have not, but I believe that according to the RSA, you can accept them by email.
Yeah, you definitely can submit them. Yeah.
It is a form of communication if you send it through as an email.
Yeah, I sent an email to reach out and leave about a year ago. It went nowhere. I didn't go through the Alderman process, but I went directly to them and I got no response from anybody. But this is not the first time we've tried to get some attention. Jess, this letter, this package is great. There still seems to be some issue with the private versus public road. And I'm wondering if there should be some sort of lead into that, recognizing that, this may be the hang-up in this letter, saying that we understand that there's been a misunderstanding that this road is private. It is not. And state affirmatively this is a public road subject to all the conditions and responsibilities of the city. So that addresses that issue in writing right up front.
Yeah, I'd be happy to add in additional language stating that. I think that, it's sort of hypothesizing what the issue is, and it's probably a reasonable hypothesis. But, yeah, I'd be happy to add that.
I think Tyler's going to fix that by Friday, right?
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt to put that in.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you could add that, Jeff, that'd be great.
I could do that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll make a couple of additional edits and then include your signatures. I can match those two together. I'll make sure you have a chance to review before I include the signatures. And then I think from there I'll go through the process to submit it to the alderman. And then with Tyler's help, thanks very much, Tyler. Hopefully you can make sure that this gets visibility in the meeting next week, or if it gets bumped to the next week or the next Tuesday meeting, then we'll just rely on you to help handhold the process here.
Yeah, and I'm more than happy, because most of the time you just read it for the record, I can make comments on it, so I have no issue with doing that.
Perfect.
I do apologize, I have a meeting down at City Hall at 7.
Okay,
very good.
Thank
you, Tyler.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Tyler.
And so everybody knows, Tyler comes to every one of our meetings, and he has this overlap issue during every meeting, but he's good enough to come here and shows a lot of interest in our airport, so he's greatly appreciated.
It's the largest parcel of land in the city that the city owns, and it's good to have somebody actually tell where it is.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate, Carol, you and the rest of the board entertaining this on the agenda tonight, and also for signing the letter, and hopefully we'll see some results this year as a result of this. And of course, anybody else that's in the room for airport constituents, I'm sure that additional follow-up letters would definitely bolster the case if it comes from additional businesses. So certainly a shout out to Greg and others that are there to add on, pile on if you'd like to do so.
Well, we're going to do that, Jeff, absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think nothing else from me. I will just send the final version of this to the board to get a final review before I submit. And I think that should conclude this business matter.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff,
for putting this together and taking the lead on this effort. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I almost got run over about 50 times on the road, but I survived.
Well, luckily all the potholes slowed the cars down.
So they're not potholes, they're speed bumps.
Yes, exactly. You're 100%
right. I think Susan's got a question, Jeff.
Okay.
Do you still want them to sign this letter so you can integrate their signatures into your new letter?
Yeah. If they sign it, I'll just integrate them. I'll just do a cut and put it in the new letter. And I'll just make sure that everybody has a chance to review, so I'm not putting their signature on a letter that hasn't seen all the final details.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We trust you.
Okay. Thanks, Susan. Thanks very much,
Lord. Okay. So while that's going around, next item under new business is Kennedy Aviation transfer of leases. So.
Thank you, Chairman. Greg Lee's on for the recording. I'm going to have a second request to in the interest of full disclosure. Some of what I'm about to talk about tonight is actually going to involve the next agenda item, so with Mr. McLaughlin's permission, there may be moments where I won't speak for him, but his, their family name may be mentioned, so it'll be a nice little entree into what's...
You have it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It's been about 2 years, I don't know how close it is before, within reason on board meeting, that I first came to the board and requested to develop the land that's next to this building. It's been a long process. It has involved a lot of politicking and stumping and sourcing funding, and while we all watched interest rates go up and presidential election to be held, and of course during that entire time we were securing land leases, you know, with the help of airport management. We got all of that done. Ever since then, I've been on the agenda for old business, and everybody has been, you know, waiting with bated breath as to when we're going to start putting shovels in the ground. My request this evening is connected largely to that request, which is why I asked to just push the old business into this. During that quest for funding and tenants and so on and so forth, I sought out many people, one of which was a gentleman that I'll be introducing to you soon, Stephen Levesque, who's to my left, who is an expert in the field of FBO development, FBO acquisitions, fueling business. I'll let him speak on his own credentials, in his own words here shortly. But Stephen and I have known each other for a couple of decades now, and he was one of the first people that I went to when I told him about this project and what we wanted to do here. Those conversations evolved over time. It was probably nearly 2 years ago that the first conversations took place. And about a year ago, seeing these conversations go to a place where I saw even more of an opportunity here for the airport, given Stephen's shared cultural views of what an airport like this should be developed into, GA-friendly, non-what I call big box FBO type operations. I decided to bring in my longtime friend Shane McLaughlin to the discussion about what we could all do together. As I think everybody knows, myself and the McLaughlin family have worked for a long time, certainly 10 years, to try and maintain the culture that we have at this airport, to keep it GA friendly, while at the same time recognizing that growth is necessary. That was what my big speech was 2 years ago about hangar development, and I think that it's understood what needs to happen at the airport in order to bring us to the next level. So those discussions continued between the three of us, Shane, Stephen, and myself, over the course of months. And about 6 months ago, we engaged in a letter of understanding to bifurcate, bifurcate Infinity's businesses and separate the maintenance operation from the fueling operation, and essentially create a new Infinity Aviation to develop that piece of land along with the McLaughlin properties here on the airport, to essentially realize this vision that I was talking about 2 years ago. Stephen's going to give you a presentation here in a little bit, but I think with the chair's permission, I want to turn the floor over to Shane so he can say a few words. If that's okay, he's the next agenda item.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Thank you, Greg. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Secretary Holland, from a distance. For the record, my name is Shane McLaughlin. Greg has made an excellent introduction. And really needs no further elaboration by me. I have a brief comment I'd like to make for the record, if I may, with the chair's permission. I promise to keep it brief in the interest of 5 minutes. And this comment may presuppose a little bit where we're going here tonight. I think Greg has alluded to it. And with that, I'll read this into the record with your permission. Yeah. This is an auspicious moment, I think, for me as well as for the Airport Authority and for our entire community. I'm very excited about what you're going to hear about tonight and what is planned for the future. With that said, for the record, my name is Shane McLaughlin. My family is deeply honored and grateful for the privilege of having had the opportunity to contribute to the growth of Nashville Airport over the past 4 decades. It's time for us, and I think we realize that, us meaning my 3 siblings, who are my partners, my brother Brian is here tonight, and myself, for us to signal that it's time to pass the torch. We're all looking to our own futures, that means myself, my siblings. On our operation here. I'm confident that with Greg Leeson's leadership, Steve Levesque, the proposals they're going to have here moving forward, that they'll be able to, with their collaboration, move Natural Airport into the future, so that Natural Airport can fully realize its potential moving forward. And I think it's that type of collaboration and what you're going to hear more about tonight that's necessary for this to be accomplished. So with that said, I'd like to urge the authority to grant the motions that you'll hear requested tonight for transfer of leases. And I want to express my deep appreciation and anticipation that that will be granted for the opportunity to have been a part of this just extraordinary community over the last four decades, and actually longer, my dad started flying here in the 50s. So, with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I promise to keep it short. I hope I've met my commitment in that regard. I'm happy to take and accept any questions later, as you wish. Thank you. Greg?
All right, Stephen, would you like to say
one? Sure. I'm gonna
take responsibility for entirely borrowed equipment. Stephen has put together a short PowerPoint, but we borrowed Chris's devices that he's never used himself, so he can use them how to use it. I borrowed a computer because it was the only one that could work on the
computer.
No, it's brand new. It's just large. There we are.
Here, want to get the cheap seat, Carol?
Stephen, you have the floor. Thank you, everyone. My name is Stephen Levesque. As Greg said, I've known him for quite a while now, and decades is the right way to put it, and met Shane and his family within the last few years. And I'm very excited about the opportunity to work here on the airport. It's the beginning of a new platform from a technical perspective, but we are not new to general aviation. Question of my background is just a second, but I've been in this field now for 30 years. I'm not a pilot, for the record. I know I'm outnumbered here in this regard. But I will say in my own defense that I was a naval officer out of school before GPS, so I've actually had celestial navigation back in the days when Orion Charlie wasn't, accurate enough to navigate by. So I do know some of the basics. But again, having known Greg for a while, I've admired this airport from a distance. 20 years ago, the first time I visited, so I've certainly had an eye towards working with Greg, and have always, as I said, admired this airport and go forward. And obviously, all airports are different. I've operated, developed, led operations on probably 40 or 50 airports across the U.S. of different sizes, everything from a greenfield development to we have an operation at Pima Hoffman Landmark at Washington Dulles, so a commercial hub. So we understand that, this is not an industry where one size fits all. We, have to tailor, operations to meet the demand of the local airport. And, we certainly recognize that each airport is unique and Nashville is special. And we're committed and certainly dedicated to preserving, what makes it special as we hopefully work with the airport hand in hand to grow operations going forward. As the bottom bullet here says, our approach to growth is guided by the values and needs of the aviation stakeholders and the flying public here in Nashville. All right, great. So we formed a new company that is going to combine what was Affinity Aviation FBO line service business along with McLaughlin Nashua Jet to create a new Affinity Aviation and to, as we said, really grow the airport and grow the line service presence here, including the hangar development that, that Greg spoke about. We are keenly aware, and one of the things that I'll say that there is a national shortage of hangar space, and there is a national shortage of large hangar space, and there's a regional shortage of large hangar space in this area, and demand that's not being met. And one of the things we like to think we excel at is developing hangars. And in just the last four years, I've participated in about 150,000 square feet of hangar development across three or four airports. Again, most of it larger space, but as we said, not one size fits all. So we're, that's one of the things that really excites us is about the growth opportunity that, that we see at the airport. I'm not going to read every bullet here because this will be available to everyone, but we work with airports, we partner, we want to be good corporate citizens, and we want to help you grow and recognize and achieve your vision for the airport. Okay, next slide. Again, here I won't read through every bullet, but we want to be aligned with the airport for long-term growth. As I said, we've got I think we have a very good track record. You'll see my bio in a second, but going back, I joined what was at the time, a closely held family-owned business in Charleston called Hawthorne Aviation, and at the time it had, I think it was probably a dozen locations, and that company over time became Landmark Aviation with over 45 or 50 locations. And so a great breadth and depth of experience working with airports, as we said, of all sizes, constituencies, aviation constituencies of all sizes, everything from a Piper Cub to, we had a business one time in Dallas that did completions on air transport category aircraft, like 747, 737. So the executive team and the management team has seen a lot in the field of aviation over those years. And again, here's a snapshot of my background going back to the mid-90s, which, doesn't prove anything except the fact that I'm old. wouldn't come right down to it. But, again, we'd like to think we have a depth of experience. We like to bring an accumulation of best practices in aviation, to our operations. Having said that, we fully understand that nobody has a monopoly on good ideas. And we're open, and we learn new things every day at every different airport, and they're all different. So, we're here to help grow. One of the things Greg hasn't mentioned yet is that he's not going anywhere. At least he hasn't told me he's going anywhere. We have an agreement with him to continue. Obviously, he's going to have his maintenance business as well, so he won't necessarily be a full-time employee of the business going forward, but he's going to help us in a number of capacities, and he will still be here as a stakeholder on the Air Force. So Greg's not going anywhere. There will be continuity. You will see that in the business and the employees. And again, there's not going to be, this is not going to be a disruption. It is going to be something that helps everyone with resources. When we talk about resources, we do bring a lot of resources to bear. We bring capital to help build hangars and make improvements as necessary and as demand is there for them. But we also, when we've grown companies, we've helped develop people. We've helped develop employees. We've helped develop managers. And to me, one of the most satisfying things you can see is when you become more than one location, when you have a small network of operations. You get to see people who might run out of opportunity at a given airport have more opportunity within your company somewhere else. And that's one of the more satisfying things is to help people develop and give them the tools and resources they need to serve the customers. Our
our value proposition for the customer is high touch and high tech. We're not a one-size-fits-all big box. We're never going to be that. Our intention is to grow and have multiple locations across the country, but we're not going to treat a customer like an accountant. That's just not our heritage. That's just not the way we do things. So, while growth is important to us, we're not going to outgrow the passion we have for customer service on a very bespoke level. And that's really it. I'm happy to answer any questions the board would like. There's some additional information in the back, which is an example from the airport I've operated on. But we are excited to be here. We're looking forward to becoming a full member of the community. As we said, there's going to be continuity in the operations, and hopefully we're going to bring the resources to bear that's going to help this airport grow and realize its vision for the future.
So I'll take the floor back if it's okay with everybody.
This was not an easy decision for me, and I don't think it was a very easy decision for the Glockman family. But it was made because we found in Stephen's organization an attitude that is in sync with the culture that it thrives at this airport. What Stephen didn't, he mentioned that I'm staying on, but what he could probably also mention is the amount of times that I said, well, me staying on and involved is actually a prerequisite of the deal. Because it's very important to me that is maintained. So I will be involved in various levels. So maybe that doesn't bring people comfort. But I think it will. And so with that said, you have in your packet some motions. The request is quite simple for Infinity, the transfer of the agreements as well as the two land leases. We're keeping two land leases. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, or for Stephen as well, or if anybody has anything. Anybody? The crowd? The crowd goes well. Jess, you got anything?
Nothing specifically for Stephen, but I just wanted to say, we wish you all the best, and we'll be here to support you and your endeavors at the airport that progress the airport forward. And I do want to make a comment to Shane and Greg that we have appreciated both of you very much on the airport. And it's great that you're staying on, Greg, so that we'll continue to have you. Shane, we'll miss you and your family and everything for us over the years very much. So don't be a stranger, of course. And I just want to say thank you for that and for finding a good replacement or someone to carry on in your stead. So thank you very much for considering us and the community in this decision.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
The only comment I just have it. I've said this the other day when we that I'm just really happy that the two of you were able to work together. To get this done, but for the benefit of everybody. It's very, very, not, it's somewhat unique where, what could be seen as competing organizations can then come together for a common good, if you will. I don't want to get too sappy. But, it really is. I mean, and to find, you get Steve in here, to combine that synergy with what Steve has accomplished and using this as a platform to then build further is just, as I mentioned to you the other day, I've done a lot of acquisitions of companies in my former life. And, it's really good to see this kind of synergy happening. It is the next generation. It's a logical progression, I think. Because this airport, I've said it since I've been flying here, pretty the gem. And we're trying to convince the city of that too. I think they see it, but it's a gem. It really is. It's got it's
I think I heard the comment maybe with you guys that it's basically it's an airport that has always been had huge potential, always had huge potential, and you know, and it came in different stages, and this is that next stage. It's really gonna take it in a good way. So I'm really happy that you know, both as a person in the area and as a pilot and all the other roles I may have played, it's really a good thing. Thank you for making it happen.
And you know, comments to Shane and to Greg. I've come to understand that you know you folks went through quite the vetting process to come to this, come to this deal and to find Mr. Levesque and create a partnership with him and I'm looking forward to seeing this airport move forward with Mr. Levesque. I'm very excited about this.
We are as well.
Okay.
So when are we going to lose leaf on this building?
Sorry, I just had to throw it out.
On the record.
Okay, I got a full pager here, so.
Oh, here we go. Joe's the author of the motion.
We have to do a roll call vote for the meeting.
Right, yes, we have.
So.
You're ready, everybody. She's combined.
Anybody have a glass of water?
All right. Motion to authorize Perimeter Road Holdings, LLC, to transfer land lease E1507, 119 Perimeter Road, to LY Infinity National Property LLC under the existing terms and conditions, and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion? Hey, Chris, will you call the roll, please?
Okay, roll call. Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
The motion carries. Motion to authorize Terminal B Investments, LLC, to transfer land lease map E, lot 60, lease lot E, Perimeter Road, to LY Infinity National Property, LLC, under the existing terms and conditions, and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that as well.
Discussion? Okay, Chris, please.
Roll call. Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion to authorize Infinity Aviation Group, LLC, to transfer two operating rights agreements to LY Infinity National Property, LLC, under the existing terms and conditions, and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Okay. Call the roll.
Roll call. Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion to authorize 9 Perimeter LLC to transfer land lease E1490, 9 Perimeter Road, to LY Infinity Natural Property LLC under the existing terms and conditions, and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Chris?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Seems to be a nice process.
Motion carries. Motion to authorize Nashua Jet Aviation, LLC, to transfer land leases E1465, 83 Perimeter Road, E1452, 87 Perimeter Road, E1504, 113 Perimeter Road, and E1505, 115 Perimeter Road, to LY Infinity National Property, LLC, under the existing terms and conditions, and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that one, too.
And discussion?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion to authorize 89 Associates, LLC, to transfer land leases E1453, 81 Perimeter Road, and E1453, 89 Perimeter Road, to LY Infinity National Property, LLC, under the existing terms and conditions,
and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that. Discussion? Chris?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion to authorize 1450 Associates, 1450 Associates, LLC to transfer land leases E1450, 91 Perimeter Road, E1448, 95 Perimeter Road, and E1455, 97 Perimeter Road to LY Infinity National Property, LLC under the existing terms and conditions and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that. Discussion. Chris?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion to authorize 123-125 Associates, LLC, to transfer land leases E2139, 123 Perimeter Road, and E2140, 125 Perimeter Road, to LY Infinity National Property, LLC, under the existing terms and conditions, and to authorize the chairman and airport manager to sign necessary related documents.
I'll second that. Discussion. Chris?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And that is all.
Nothing on the back?
Nothing on the back. We got them all, right?
Everything's you did. Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Want to make sure I'm more recent.
So, there any further new business? Shane, Greg?
I have concluded that, Chairman.
Okay. Well, thank you and congratulations.
You're just starting. You.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We haven't concluded anything.
And again, thanks to the authority. Susan, your office has been wonderful to work with over the years. Chris Lynch, outstanding airport manager, second to none. And we're fortunate to have all of you heading up this wonderful airport. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
It's very popular.
Thank you.
Okay, next agenda item is upcoming events. I think Chris went over that during his report. And that brings us to public input, as we're looking to come to a closure for the public part of this meeting. Any comments from the public? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Director's comment. I guess I'll start. You know, it's like I'm Shane, we will miss you. As Jessica said, don't be a stranger. We hope to still see a lot of you around here. It's definitely going to be, it's going to look a little different, but I'm excited for the future of the airport. We'll see what comes next. David?
Well, I've been known to get a little sappy once in a while, but, we've had a very interesting situation in the last couple of weeks. We had the tragic loss of a very key member of this airport. He's been here for a long time, and now we have what I see as a rebirth as well. It's a new beginning. We've lost somebody, but we've gained a great organization and a team that, between the three entities, the transition and going forward, it's just going to be, I'm really excited about this. This is historic for the airport. This is historic as when, Shane's dad came on the scene years ago, and then when the old Keeson and Davidson and Keeson and Greg came on the scene, everything is just moving. Steve's coming in with his team and joining Greg, and it's a great, great progression of the airport. I'm just really happy about it. And, we do thank both of you, Shane. You've been great most of the time.
can't help but mention Brian's been, you know, sitting back here quietly, but he's been, you know, really good about, you know, really been really good here, so thank you.
Joe?
Just second and third, all that as usual. I learned to fly here back in the day, back at GFW, the GFW Houston days, and as many of you know, I grew up a mile from here. My parents still live there. This airport's been part of my DNA my whole life, and it's great to see not only the progression and the growth and the change, but honestly, you guys, you hit the one in a million configuration, the magic mix, the deal, that everything kind of just sort of worked out, which is just really impressive, and I'm really glad for both of you. It's awesome. And welcome, Mr. Levesque, to the community, and it's great. So really happy for everybody, and it's going to continue to, I think, really help unfold our vision that we've all collectively had for years here for everything. So thanks, everybody.
And Jessica?
I'd like to start by thanking everybody for the public remembrance and recognition of Rob. He was obviously very important to all of us, and I definitely appreciate that he changed Nashville for the better in many cases, and also for aviation. So he was a personal importance to all of us too. So thank you for that at the meeting. Thank you, Carol, for that moment of silence. On a left side note, Steve Levesque, we greatly have hopes for you coming to Nashville Airport and bringing your partners and the vision for continuing to grow the airport and make it an even better airport, which is already amazing, but we know there's room for improvement. So thank you, and we welcome you warmly and hope to view you know, plenty more business with you in future meetings. So please reach out if you need anything from us.
Thank you.
Okay, so with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the non-public session pursuant to RSA 91A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of a public employee.
So moved.
Okay, roll call. Yep, roll call.
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned to non-public session. Thank you, folks.